Mount Yom Tov is Tefes Makim. It's an important place in Avodas Hashem. According to the Derech Chassidus, of course, it's Tefes Makim and Old Racham. So, the Indian of the Derech of Hashem, the Derech Chassidus. Of course, it's a lengthy subject. Spoke a lot about it already, different occasions, not here, but different places. So, I'll speak a little, touch on the meaning of Chassidus B'chlal. Someone would ask you, what's the Derech HaBal Shem Tov? What's the Derech of Chassidus? What does it mean? What is it? So, before explaining anything, before going into the Derech itself, just to define it from the outside, what's this Derech? You can define it, you could say it's a Derech that someone was called Reb Yisrael Bar Shem Tov, and he lived in Ukraine, and he was initiated a new Derech, Machadish a new Derech, his name was Bar Shem Tov, so it's called Derech Bar Shem Tov. But it's not explaining nothing, it's not explaining anything. So before explaining anything, I'll give a different definition. It's a derech that's built on Yisoidus that's Nisgala that was revealed in the Chelik HaSoid Shal Torah, in Yisoidus HaTorah, in Zizoah, Pshim Baichoy. They explain the Torah of Yisoid, and using the fundamental Yisoidus that was explained in the Derech of Yisoidus, so the Baal Shem Tov built a Derech on Avodas Hashem. Someone asked me once that why in the Sefer Chassidus, talk about Avodas Hashem, they explain many and Yonim of Avodas Hashem, many Drachim, many Eitzes. Why don't they ever use, hardly ever, they use Akhtomis from the Chavis of Avos, from the Ben Yoyna, from the Rambam, from the Sel Sishara, from the Chachma Yamusa. You see the Chachma Yamusa, and the later Chachma Yamusa, and the Achrayim, they use the Yisoidus of the Rishayim. Every Achron uses Yisoidus from Rishayim. So why hardly ever you find a Chassidish Sfar, a minor that's built on a Yisoidus of Rabbeinu Yoina? Of the big Rishayim, the Rishayim of the Chachma Yamusa. So I answer him that Chassidus is Rishayim, build the Drachim and Avodas Hashem and the Yisoidus to explain to the Rebbe Chazal and Nicholas Atoyer. But Chassidus explains is built on Yisoidus of Pnimis Atoyer. They use Rishayim instead. They use the Zoya Kaddish, they use the Riyah Kaddish, they use the Chachmei Kabbalah. And not always they say explicitly that their Drachim, their ideas, their Torahs, is built on the Riyah Kaddish, because since it's Yisoidus HaTorah, so they're not always megala the Seir itself, but they speak about in Yonam that's really meyusid, it's built on the Seirs of Zoya and the Riyah Kaddish. So it's many Drachim Navedis Hashem. Chassidus is a derech that's not, this shmus is not to explain, not dashing, not to explain Chassidus, using only in a small akdama, which Chassidus itself needs a long drasha for itself. Just using it as an akdama to go into the Yom Tov, to go into the Inyan of Yom Tov. So Chassidus is a derech on Avodas Hashem. That's used on Yisoidus and Yisoidus of Yisoidus HaTorah, of Kabbalah and Yisoidus HaTorah. There are many mitzvahs, many inyanim The Soydus HaTorah are very, very important. You can't live without it, and it's very important, it's very chomer, it goes very far. And the Nigla, it's also important, so it's one Torah, it's not two Torahs, but it's not so important. It's far, far less important Alpi Nigla than it's Alpi Nistra. Alpi Nistra, there's certain in Yonim that, in other words, the people that have a shaykhus with many types of neshamas that have a shaykhus, have a connection with Tzedis HaTorah, are very firm on these Tzedis. And the ones that have a shaykhus or Niglas HaTorah are not so firm on these Tzedis, they're firm on different things. So there's many drachim levodis Hashem, and the derech of Tzed is more built on, the derech Chassidus is more built on Tzedis of fundamentally, Soidus in the Avodas Hashem, that's the chelik of Zohar of the Riyah Kodesh. You see, Chassidim made a great emphasis on Yom Tovim. It's a big chelik of Avodas Hashem, was a Yom Tov. Many Chassidim, Shabbos and Yom Tov, everything revolved around Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's the year, what's the year, the whole year, how do you define the calendar, the year? Or it's before Pesach, or it's after Pesach, or it's before Shavuos, or it's after Shavuos, or it's before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei, after Tishrei, before Chanukah, after Chanukah, Purim, everything, or either before or after Yom Tov. Especially Shabbos has a very, Shabbos is like the whole week revolves around the Shabbos. You find Shammai ate every day the covered Shabbos. Kol Yomov every day. Shem Bechoy is called Shabbos. Tam Tchachem is called Shabbos. Shem Bechoy is called the Zohar, calls him Shabbos to kill the Shatter. It's the Shabbos the whole year. Every day is Behem Shabbos. And it's a tzaddikim that Mamash weren't Masich Das. And forget a second of Shabbos. Everything, the whole week was a preparation for Shabbos. So that's one of the inyanim you find very strongly by Chassidim, by not Chassidim. Also, you find many tzaddikim that mamish lived in the Yom Tovim. But Chassidim was more so. Was mamish the whole, even not such big people, even plain people. Everything went around the Yom Tovim and the Shabbos. Used to go to the Tzaddikim, to the Rebbes, used to go for Yom Tov, and with Mesiris Nefesh many times. And it was very, the Yom Tov took a very great place in Avodas Hashem. So the meaning is because it has to do with a more broad Indian of Chassidus. The way Chassidus looks at the whole of Avodas Hashem. The basic difference between Chassidus and Musa is that Musa tries to sort of purify the person from all his bad midos, all his faults, all the faults that come from the nature of a person. A person has his gashmis, he has the yetzahara, and he has inclinations of which are not really don't come from the Adam. It comes from the nefesh ha-bahamis, it's called, from the behemah, from the animalistic sort of inclinations that's in the Adam. That gives him a yetzahara, gives him bad midos. And they always try to sort of criticize these bad midos, criticize the Adam. He shouldn't fool himself. He shouldn't think he doesn't have faults. He should know the Amos. He should know the truth. He has faults. He has bad midos. He has to work hard. And there's a big Yitzhar. Really, all of the Hashem are pretty much busy with that, with the union of knowing the person's faults and really working very hard to try to free a person from his bad midos, make him a tzaddik, make him a person with good midos, with good, you know, with, shouldn't be a balgaiva, shouldn't be jealous, shouldn't be whatever, shouldn't be a lot of chesed, shouldn't be achzer, shouldn't be a sort of achzer is what's called achzer in English,
cruel,
should be cruel, yeah, whatever. Sort of a marshal, I would say that there's a word of a Baal Musa I once heard. I'm just using as example many such statements, such ideas that come from Baal Musa. You find it sometimes Chassidim from Gedolei Chassidim saying such a type of such a word, such a inyan. I'd say Baal Musa once said, a person thinks that he's so great, he's so full of rahmanas, feeling he's not egoistic, he's always a giver and everything. People think they're much better than they are. But Chazal taught for people that you should know your faults, you should know, don't fool yourself. If you would say to a person that Chassid Shalom, one of his close relatives was Nifter, died, his father, Chassid Shalom, whatever. So, of course, he'll feel very bad and feel mamish. Feel mamish, can't say, miserable, whatever, mamish. So, someone would come to him and tell him, you're happy that your father was Nifter, because now you became a Yerush and you inherited a big Yerusha of a lot of wealth, the wealth of your father. So you're pretty happy. Don't fool yourself. So he'll tell him, accusing me of being such an animal, such a higher off, such a merciless people. Personally, I have a good feeling that my father. What are you talking about? He'll get to mamish, he'll become his enemy. You're accusing me of such a enemy. So this Baal Musa said, you see, Chazal said you have to make a bracha of your yoyish, you have to make a toiva mate. So, in other words, Chazal, you make a toiva mate if you hear something, a good psur, a good news, you make a toiva mate. Chazal told you have to make it. Because Chazal told you, you're happy. You're a little happy too. Of course, you're tzar, you make a dynamis too. You make a dynamis psura, but it's also psura toiva. You hear a psura toiva. You make a toiva mate. You're Yerush. You have to make a toiva mate. Okay, that's the word of this Baal Musa. In other words, he teaches us that a person shouldn't fool himself, shouldn't deceive himself, and not look at his big faults. And many such the Musa. To try to bring out the Yetzirah, should be aware of the Yetzirah, should be aware of how much you have to work on yourself to become. If you don't work on yourself, you don't try to get better and better and purify yourself, you'll one day end up to be a higher animal, a human animal. So it's a good word, you can use it. And. It could make you grow. It could make you grow. You don't fool yourself. You purify yourself. But Chassidus didn't make such an emphasis on such. You don't find Chassidim saying so much such ideas, such verita. Because Chassidus always tries to convince the person and show him that he's really a big tzaddik. You're not bad. If you have something bad in yourself, that's not you. That's not you. That's something that's really you're fooling yourself. You should know you're a big tzaddik. Amech kulam tzaddikim. Whereas you're a goof and a nesham. You're both. You're two yitzirus. Yitzirus adam. Oylim yitzri. Oylim yitzri. He has two yitzirus. Yitzir loylim abo. Yitzir loylim azah. You're a ben loylim abo. Amech kulam tzaddikim. Every yid is a tzaddik, and kulam yeshlam chaylik loyel mabah. So in other words, you have a neshama which is so great, you can't imagine how great the neshama is. If you know how great the light of your neshama is, what means a chelik alakayim imal, what means a tzelem alakim, you just dance for simcha. You couldn't even take such a simcha. But you have a goof. You have a goof, and the Yetzihara always, wherever there's a big kedusha, the Yetzihara and the koyches atuma try to conceal it. They try to fight it and conceal it and make it and degrade it and make the person himself unaware of his greatness. So that's the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara feeds you with Yetziharas, with low Yetziharas, low feelings, low passions, low mamish. He tries to make it such an, because he tries to make you feel that you're an animal. Once you feel that you're an animal, you forgot your greatness, so you'll be animal. You should not, don't let yourself be deceived from the Yetzihara, and you should fight him by knowing that you're very great. You're much greater than you think you are. And bring out the light of the neshama. Do everything to intensify the light of your neshama, to bring it, make it stronger, make it light even more. And don't think so much of the Yetzihara. Don't learn that sugya of the chesrainus of a person, the faults of a person. Don't learn it so be'iyun. You should know there is such a thing. You don't have to fool yourself, but put the most emphasis on knowing the light of your neshama, long yechelik al kaim amal, knowing that you're a ben malachim. A prince goes away from his parents, from his father who's a malach, and he goes he lives between very very plain people, very peasants, whatever, very low people, and the worst tragedy is when he forgets that he's a son of a kid, that he's a prince. If he thinks that he's a peasant like all the peasants, so he loses all his miles, all his greatness. He would lose. He's now a peasant. He becomes a peasant. You're a ben malach. You come from the kisei kavod. You're bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So don't let yourself be deceived by the Yetzer and think you're nothing. You're very, very great. And that's the main emphasis that Chassidus puts on bringing out the light of the neshama, not so much the faults of the body, of the guf. Because since Chassidus is built on Pnimis HaTor, so the Pnimis of a person is his neshama. His Chitzonius is his guf. The Nicholas HaTor works more on the Chitzonius of a person, teaching him how to purify his guf, but Pnimis HaTor always looks at the light of his neshama, tries to bring out and light his neshama with even a greater light. The Pnimis of the Adam is correspond to the Pnimis HaTor. Pnimis HaTor will be in his galal, when there will be no more Yetzahara, Yimois HaMashiach, then will be the time of the Gilui, of his galus of Pnimis HaTor. So Chassidus is sort of bringing the Indian of Yimois HaMashiach a little before Mashiach, a certain like a sample of Mashiach, so a sample of what will be Lasat Lava, and that was the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. That's part of the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, the Indian of bringing out the Kedusha Vayit. So Chassidus puts a very great emphasis on Havas Yisrael, on Simcha, on everything that's good, not talking about the bad. Try to reveal Mimigala and be moisiv on your good parts. Bring out your good. Don't consider yourself as bad. Don't consider the world as bad. Don't consider your friends as bad. Everything is oilem shekuloi toiv. Go into the good world. That's why Chassidim went to the tzaddik, they went to the rebbe, to the tzaddik. Because a tzaddik means someone who's already very close to his personal Yimois HaMashiach. He is living in the world of Yimois HaMashiach. He's a tzaddik amos, he's a real tzaddik. Amach kulam tzim, we're all tzaddikim, but our tzitzkis is very much concealed with a yetzahar, with a guf, with ra, with a beiris. Our tzitzkis didn't shine through our guf. So go to a tzaddik and you'll see what a neshama is. And your neshama will feel his neshama. Because your neshama is also has a great desire, a great thirst to be medabek in the oir. So the oir of the tzaddik will be connected to your oir, and you'll get lit up through the oir of the tzaddik. So that's why there was a big emphasis on going to tzaddikim. And the idea of tzaddik is not only that he should teach you, any more was that he should light you up, he should put you on fire. No, you're down with the tzaddik, you see how the tzaddik downs, the tzaddik brings along with him Ashuras Ashkhana, atmosphere of Kedusha, the whole atmosphere that surrounds the tzaddik is the atmosphere of Kedusha, and everyone who goes there and wants to have a connection to it and has a moon in the tzaddik, so he gets all part of it, he becomes part of that atmosphere of Kedusha, and gets attracted to it, and it lights him up, and he also could become a tzaddik. So the same Indian is the Indian of Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim means that every Yom Tov is a certain sample of Yemos HaMashiach. It's called a Yom Tov, means a day of Tov. A day which is Tov, it's good. There's no Ra, everything is good. Everything, a Yom Tov, Klal Yisrael went to the tzaddik. The tzaddikei shel olam, they went to the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Beis HaMikdash was to uplift Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael went to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a time that Yerah kol zechirchas pnei od Hashem. So in other words, you had an appointment with the Rabbein Shlom, you had a meeting with the Rabbein Shlom. The Rabbein Shlom looked at you, you looked at the Rabbein Shlom, you felt that the Rabbein Shlom Mamash looks at you, and you felt such a kedusha of the Shiras Hashchina that Mamash saw the Rabbein Shlom. Yerah kol zechirchas pnei od Hashem. And that left an impression for a whole year. It left an impression that the whole Avodas Hashem was with a different madrega b'chlal, was looked at in a different way. You saw what means avodas Hashem. You saw the avodas hakayanim. You saw the whole atmosphere of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Shuras Hashchina, of everything that the neviim that were in the Beis Hamikdash, the leviim and the neviim and the chachamim and the Yerushalayim, Yer Hakodesh, the Soyis Kol Haaretz. So then you saw what means Avodas Hashem, you saw what means Ashuras Hashchina, you saw what everything means. In other words, like someone once learned Zohar, a big tzaddik, he was a tzaddik, he learned Zohar. Then he came to Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbish. Baruch was the big tzaddik, a grandchild of Shem Tov, and Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbish's learning Zohar was a big Avodah, Mamash was with a big Kedusha, with a big Madragan. He was a very great tzaddik. So the tzaddik saw the Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbish learning Zohar. So he said that till now I thought that at least I understand the Perish Amilus. I understand the plain meaning of the words of the Zohar. Now I see that even Perish Amilus I also don't. I don't know even the Perish Amilus. I saw how he says the Zohar and how he learns the Zohar. So I know I don't even know Perish Amilus. That was a very common saga that he had when he came to a tzaddik. He saw, heard a tzaddik say nishmas, he heard a tzaddik daven, he saw how tzaddik sits by a seder, he saw a tzaddik making nanuhu with the esrog and lilav, and he saw the tzaddik sitting in the sukkah like in Eretz Chanukah. So he said to himself, I always thought I knew what Eretz Chanukah means. I always thought I knew what nishmas means. But now I see, I never heard Nishmas in my life. There's once a big tzaddik that was a chassid of the Belzerov, the first Belzerov, the Pshalom. So when he heard the Pshalom saying Nishmas, so he expressed himself afterwards, he said, if the Baal Sefer Ikrim, it's a sharvart, and the Baal Sefer Ikrim would have heard the Belzer of Say Nishmas were written the Sefer Ikrim. I need no rise on the truth of the Torah because I heard the Belzer of Say Nishmas. Once you hear him say Nishmas, you need no proof on the Kedushas of Torah. In other words, you heard Nishmas. You see, it was you lived along with this Nishmas. You saw a neshama. You know, it's like you saw a neshama. You saw a neshama. You perceived the neshama. You saw what a neshama means. That's the meaning of bringing out the toif. the toiv agonus, there's a hidden toiv in every yid, and you bring down this toiv, so it becomes a different person. I knew once a person who was like a sort of a cool type of a person. He considered himself a chassid. He came from a chassidish mishpacha, but he was a very, 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 very much open-minded, and was even cool also. He wasn't like a very intellectual type of a person, and everything on everything he had like his own shita, his own day. And many things chassidim do. He said, yeah, maybe yes, maybe not, and criticized many things. He was like a very cool person. He would never be a chassidish yid, such a type of person. He's like very, very, chassidish yid, usually they have a munah, they believe in the tzaddik, they believe in what tzaddikim say. But he had a free mind of himself. He was a mind of himself. Whatever he knew, he could criticize him. That was such a type of a person. But Lamaisi was a big chassidish yid. He was a chassidish yid. Even though his type was like this, but he wanted his children to be very chassidish, and he himself was a chassidish yid. With everything that, how intellectual he was and how open-minded he was a very strong chassidish yid. On every minute of Klali, what was the secret? Why was he such a chassidish yid? Because when he started speaking about the Belzer Rav, the last Belzer Rav, then he saw that he's a chassidish yid. He went out of his... He was no more intellectual. Then he was a real chassid. He knew the Belzer Rav. He was 2 years by the Belzer Rav. And by knowing the Belzer Rav, that changed him completely over. It changed him. And he said, the Belzer Rav was a Malach al-Kim. I saw a Malach. He saw a Malach. He felt it and he saw it. The whole person was a Malach. Okay, I would start speaking about the Belzer Rav. I wouldn't finish. The whole person was one heftz of a Malach. Malach al-Kim that lived in this world. That's all. I'm speaking about the Moifsin, the whole person. The whole person is all snahag. He can't say anything more. That was the person. It was a Malach. That's all. So once he saw a Malach, if I would go to take all professors and all in the greatest university, I would bring down a neshama from Oilam Elyon, I'll bring it down. And they should all see a neshama. So they'll become completely different. They'll change. They'll get changed over completely. So he saw Belzer Rav. He saw neshama. He saw Malach. He saw neshama. So everything changed. So Yom Tov, when the Klal Yisrael went to the Beis Hamikdash, they saw something. They saw. In other words, the mitzvah of chinuch really has a mekor in the Indian and the Raisin. We know chinuch is a derabban, but it has a mekor in the Raisin. Current the Raisa is by mitzvahs riyah, by coming to the Beis Hamikdash is halacha. A cotton, even a cotton is not part of our mitzvahs. A cotton, yachal lurkav al ksev shalavim, he could ride on the, could be put on the shoulder of his father, or according to another day, if he could be civil, that his father could take him with his hand and he could walk with his father. So then he's mechuyev to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Not that he's mechuyev, but his father is mechuyev with the raisa to bring him to the Beis Hamikdash. No chinuch, it's a deraisa. The father is mechuyev to bring him to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the deraisa that can occur of the inyan of chinuch. So what does it mean that the father brings him to the Beis Hamikdash? That's chinuch. What does chinuch mean? Chinuch. Please teach your children the fundamentals laws of the Yidgim Likrim of Emunah, the Yidgim Likrim. Teach them Yiddishkeit, teach them about we have Pesach night, teach them about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yigal Talavincha, tell your children, tell for all the doers, for the tell them about Yitzis Mitzrayim, and from generation to generation, every generation father teaches his children, and that's the mitzvah of chinuch. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. Teach your children. It's more than that. I'm not teaching you. I'm showing you what I saw. I saw something, and that's why I'm a ben Torah. I'm a elchid. I'm a shem eternus because I saw something. So I'm showing you the same thing that I saw. I'm bringing you to the same place that I was. The Beis Hamikdash. I saw the Beis Hamikdash. I saw the Davoid. I saw the Beis Hamikdash. I'm taking you with my hand or my shoulders. I'm bringing you to You should see what I saw. So that means chinuch. Not I'm teaching you, I'm telling you something. I'm bringing you to the same place that I was taught. I was taught something through the Beis Hamikdash. I'm bringing you to the same place that I was. In other words, like Chazal say, "V'lamartam es b'neichem." If you teach your ben benoy Torah, I wouldn't go now. Why ben benoy? It's like kibla mahar sina. Like the child was mekabel the Torah from Har Sina. In other words, I'm giving you over Har Sina. I'm giving you the neshama of Torah. I'm giving you the chiyus of Torah. I'm teaching you Torah. I'm giving you the neshama, the chiyus, the kedusha, the Torah itself. And you'll feel part of Har Sina. You'll feel Har Sina. In other words, you know, there's always expression in Yiddish that, you know, the child, you bring the child into shul. The father brings the child into shul. No, like he brings him, holds his hand, and brings him to, what it means, he brings him to shul. He brings him to the place that he is. I'm in this place, I'm in the shul, I'm yearning the kedusha from the shul. I have kedusha. I have my chiz in Yiddishkeit from the shul. The shul is like a Beis Hamikdash. Mikdash ma, there's a rov in the shul. There's tamid chom in the shul. That's what a shul means. A shul means a place where it's a main of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a mikdash ma, where it's a place that it's a fountain of ruchnis from where you attain your ruchnis to kechiyus. So I'm taking my child to the same place I was. I'm taking to the shul. In other words, I'm taking to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the idea of Pesach. Pesach is the main idea of Galut HaLevinuch. It's not some teaching and saying Torahs and question. It's a certain atmosphere of Kedusha that comes to every Ovid Hashem and the Seder night. You know, Eliyahu comes. Eliyahu is big tzaddikim. See Eliyahu. Big Gashmis, you see him. But Eliyahu is an Inyan. Eliyahu is also an Inyan. It's an Ur that's called Eliyahu. Eliyahu is a certain aura that creates a certain madrega of a certain atmosphere of kedushin, which is called Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. Eliyahu is the Mevasar of Yemois HaMashiach. He brings us the Psura Toivet of Mashiach. In other words, he brings the inyan of Mashiach even before Mashiach came. He's the Mevasar of Mashiach. So this Eliyahu comes down to the Seder every Seder night, and when you have this Eliyahu, You're in such a madrega. You have such a ruchnistic power, so a ruchnistic madrega that v'gam talavincha. When you hear, child will hear to you from you by yoimahu. Only that night, the night of the Seder, speaking about Yitzis Mitzrayim, he'll feel Yitzis Mitzrayim. He'll feel the kedusha of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's not you telling him a story. You're telling him. You're giving over the neshama of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Moira Godel is a Gil Shchina, you give him over Gil Shchina, you say Halal, you say Dagodel. And this is a sort of oil of tzaddikim which shines into every neshama, every yid, every neshama, every shemitah, every mitzvah, in a Yom Tov. And Pesach, the night of Pesach, the Rosh of all Mayadim, that brings us into the Yom Tov, brings us into the atmosphere of the Yom Tov. In other words, this Pesach, every Yom Tov, is not only you remember something that was. Every Yom Tov is a sample of something that will be. In other words, we know Geula, every evening of Geula, there's the Klal, the Zohar says, Ma'asha Hoya Yishayir, whatever was, will be. In other words, it's not it was, it will be. And not only it will be, it's a continuous process that continues from the time of the Gula till Yemos HaMashiach. Every Pesach is a Pesach. It's the same Pesach as the first Pesach. And it's a sample of the Pesach that will be Lasid Lovay. There's Pesach Mitzrayim, there's Pesach Lasid. Lasid Lovay is a Pesach. Shavuos is Matan Torah. There's a Matan Torah of Har Sinai, there's a Matan Torah of Torah Me'itiyetze, the Meshul will be Megala, so there's a Torah Lasid Lovay, the Konavoid Marecha. It will be a gilui of Seudas HaTorah. Like Rashi says in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Shekeinim, Shekespi, that the Muftachim, Klal Yisrael says Muftach, Shefi Oid Alayim, the Benjamin will be Megala himself again to Klal Yisrael and will teach them Seud Tameh, Rashi says, and Mr. Tzifun HaSeir, the secrets of Torah, and that's the Bakasha that Klal Yisrael asked from the Benjamin, Shekeinim and Shekespi. So it's the Torah of Lasid Lovay. Sukkis. We have a Sukkis on Nani Kovit. We have a Sukkis, Sukkis Tia, the Tzel Yoimim. Sukkis, the Lost Lovid, the Gemara says. Sukkis Tia, the Tzel Yoimim, Lost Lovid, the British will make a Sukkis around Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippurim is a time of Kapara, it was Kapara of the Chaito Edel. Yom Kippurim is a time of Lost Lovid. It was a big Yom Kippur, lost love. Everything what we have today, we have lost love, we have a sample of that today. Like Chazal says, Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh, whatever will be lost love, has a certain sample today too. And this is the Moisa Mashiach, this is Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a main of the Moisa Mashiach. So Yom Tov brings you into Madrega of Yemoisa Mashiach. The time there's no Yetzer, it's only Toiv. There's no Ra. There's no Indian to work on your Midas Ra's, but there's no Midas Ra's. It's only any of becoming greater in the Toiv, more Toiv and more Toiv. It's a void of like the Zohar says, Gemalasi. He said by Eishes Chayil, Gemalasi Toiv v'loy Ra kol yemei chayeh. So the deeper meaning is. The Eishes Chayil is Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina Knesset Yisrael, Gemalasi Toiv, Klal Yisrael gives Toiv to the Rebbein Shalom. But Loira, it's not involved in the whole Inyan of Ra. The Inyan of Ra is not relevant. It's not Negei. There's no Ra. Toiv. It's only Toiv and Loira. When? Kol Yemei Chayeh. The days that are called Yemei Chayeh means the days of the Yom Tovim. Days of Yimei Chayeh, then is a time of Gemalasi Toiv Eloira. We're not Oisig now, Rab Chla. We're only Oisig in Toiv. It's a Yom Toiv, and these Yimei Chayeh, we're only Oisig in Toiv. So, but that's a Yom Toiv, Bechla. So the Yom Toiv is also sort of uplifting to show you what you are, what you really are, what's your true identity, that you're a tzaddik and you have a neshama. It lifts you up, you should feel you're a ben ha-melech, you're a chelik l'kayim amal. And then you have different asagas in Avodas Hashem. It lifts up your aspirations, your ambitions, your asagas, or what means Avodas Hashem. You know, everything could be a katnus and could be a gadlus. You could, that, like learning Gemara. The Kiddush is always like that. You learn Gemara. You learn Gemara, and you learn Daf HaYom. You learn the Kasha, the Teres, the Kasha, and you understand very good. Every Pashto person who has a certain minimum background in a yeshiva and knows how to learn to understand the Gemara, he goes to a shira, he can learn it maybe himself, a Gemara, and Teres, and understand the Kasha and the Teres. You take a yeshiva man, learns Lamdas and a yeshiva, and starts learning a Gemara. This is shver. This is kosher. This is. I don't understand bchalal. And it looks like Rebbe Kiva again. There's Rebbe Kiva. There's kosher. There's a teretz. And a daf gemara. It would take him. And today, Friday, learned daf gemara. I don't know how to learn too slow. But upon him, the daf gemara is a whole sugi. It's a whole world. It's not plain. It's a welt. Daf gemara and shaynim, dachraynim. In other words, he learned it begadlus. You could learn everything begadlus, and you could learn bekatnus. Katnus means you learn plain. But begadlus means it's a different thing. It's godless. It means something else. Everything means something else. What a baba sees in the Gemara, Allah wouldn't even see. He sees something else. Completely, he sees something else. This doesn't mean that. This doesn't mean that. This Rashi doesn't mean this. He takes apart the Gemara and he has a new Gemara from himself. So you should know that in every part of Avodas Hashem, there's the same thing, there's the same meaning. There's godless, there's godless. There's a davening also. You could daven. The Gemara says, "Mi goy godoil." The Gemara says on the Medrash says on Rivki, she saw Yitzchak davening. She said, "Adam godly." He's Adam godly. She saw him davening. Roy some spal. He davens like Adam Godel. The Gemara says there's a bai shem gadlim b'toyer. There's also a bai shem gadlim b'tfilah. Bai is a godoy. There's a bai shem gadlim b'toyer. There's a bai shem gadlim b'tfilah. The pasuk says it itself. The pasuk says migoy godoy an shaloi chukim mishpatim tzadikim. That's toyer. We're a goy gadol. We're a great nation, great goy. Gadol b'toyer, chukim mishpatim tzadikim. We're also a goy gadol. Hashaloi elokim kareiv me'elof. Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu me'elof. We're a big nation. We're a big am, big goy. Because we know how to daven. We know how to daven. Hashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu me'elof. So in other words, just like when someone says a svar in Torah, you don't like the svar. It's like a very babatish svar, like you say in the yeshivas. You know, it's a babatish svar. It's not a svar. It's not. A lot of women say such a svar. So if you have a rustcha deraisa, you know, you koch in Torah, you learn like all your hargeishim or all your feelings. You know, you argue with your chava. And how it says a story, you tell them, no, this is a maratish Yisrael. It's a moritz of such a story. You should be ashamed to say such a story. And he says a story that's very good story, a deep story, really. Mamish, that's what it means. Mamish, precise, exactly, that's the word. Catches the real word. You say, that's a godless Yisrael. That's learning. It's a godless Yisrael. You could say the same thing when someone makes a bracha, and he says, "Vishlaim ircha bracha mtosha." So you shouldn't say it, but you could say it. No, he said, "I'm a ratzish bracha. I'm a ratzish bracha. I'm a moritz b'tfilah." Just like it could be a moritz b'tfilah, a moritz b'tori, it could be a moritz b'tfilah, and just like it could be a gadol b'tori, it could be a gadol b'tfilah too. Adam godly, he knows how to do. You see a tzaddik davening, you see what means godless bitfil. Everything means something else. It's not this parish amelis. It means every word means something else. It's just a different. Why does it mean? It means something. Hear him davening. Hear him davening, you'll see it means something else. The Rishab, the Rebbe, the Rishab, the Babich Rebbe, it was a few days ago, Shalom Be'er. So he was a big marich with tefillin and chabad. They were big marichim with tefillin. They dealt with negunim, with chiyas, shos, a lot of hours. They spent a good part of the day davening, the preparation before davening, the learning chassidus and hezbainus before davening, and then davening. It was a big avoid. The shab daven, like the shab daven. And so his gabbai said that the shab said Krishna every day. And he imitated the Krishna. He said, "I could imitate the whole Shema Yisrael till Echot, what the Shab said exactly how he said it. I could imitate it. But one thing I can't imitate. This time he meant he can't imitate nothing, but something. It's posh that he can't imitate. The Shab after Echot, he always said, 'Ah.' So I could say this whole Krishna, but that 'Ah' I can't say." Shum Moif, I can't imitate that. You had to hear that that he said after Echa. But it's, if you heard it, you saw something else. It's godless neshama. The neshama becomes this godless when a person davens. And the godless of a neshama, doing everything the godless, you were kind of Yerushalayim. Godel Hashem, the Bereshit is very godel, Mhulal Miyot, he's very praised. We daven very strong, Bita Hashem. Where do we see that? We see it in Yerushalayim. Ir lekeinu har kacha. Shirei David avdecha, the shirim of David. Where do you understand what David meant? Where do you feel the heart of David in his shears? Hanishmoam beirecha, or amurim lefnei bezbechecha. Ahavas oilam tavilam, and bris avos labonim tiska. Shirei David, you hear it beirecha. Hanishmoam beirecha. If you didn't come to Yerushalayim, you never heard of that. You never heard Tilla. You don't know what Tilla means. Hanishmoam berecha amurim lefnei bezbechecha. Once a big tzaddik, the son of Ben Abshuscha, a very big tzaddik. He didn't live too long because he was very weak, was very very sick, and he had a neshama that his goof plane couldn't. Behold his neshama. It's mamish. He had a neshama that's. He himself knew that he wouldn't be marach yamim. He was mamish a malach, mufshit from this world. And And he used to say to him, when he said to him, he was very weak, so he laid in bed, and the whole bed was shuckling, I said, shuckling, shaking much from Slavs. So the doctor didn't allow him to say to him, so he didn't say to him, he only looked at him, looked. He used to look hours at the Tillum, look. And once, just to have a certain idea of what he saw in Tillum, he saw in Tillum things that we don't see. So once he looked into him, and his Talmud, Yitzchak Burke, came to him and sat by him. So the Ramosh was his name, the son of the Rabbinah. So he asked him, Yitzchak Burke, what does it mean? V'hofer kascha umanu. It says like v'hofer, the Tillum says v'hofer kascha, you should take away your kas, or your anger, imanu, from us. Plain means take away, don't be angry at us. Hofer kas. So he asked him, it should have said me imanu. Why does it say imanu? Hofer kas, take away your kas, be made for your kas, me imanu, from us. Not imanu, it's imanu. And that's what he asked him. So this worker didn't answer nothing, because he knew that he has a tie on that, want to hear what he says. He said like this, that once a melech, a king had a Ben Yafet, only son, and he had a big love, a big ahava to this Ben Yafet. So whenever the Melech was not in a good mood, especially if he was angry and they were afraid, you know, what Melech could do in his anger, so his servants used to bring in this Ben Yafet to the Melech. When he saw this Ben Yafet, so out of big ahava to this Ben Yochanan that made him in a good mood and took away all his anger. So we're asking the Rebbeinu Shloim, "Bahava kasch, take away your anger, imanu, from your through your Ben Yochanan." That's what he's saying in this passage. "Bahava kasch, take away your kasch, umani, with us. When we come to you, you shouldn't have kasch because we're your Ben Yochanan, and you look at us, so you wouldn't have kasch." You could say such a Torah, but he said it because he felt it was a neshama. He said it with a neshama, and it's a different tilum. Everything they do was different. Different tilum, everything's different. So that's the idea of a Yom Tov. This idea of it comes. You could mostly it comes from knowing tzaddikim, going to tzaddikim comes if you meet people that knew tzaddikim, that tell you about tzaddikim. You read about tzaddikim, and also yourself. You work on yourself. That's the main. You work on yourself, and you learn higher sforim. It's also one of the drachim chassidus. Many people think that there's big in yonim and avodas Hashem, high in yonim, but really it has only a connection, has only a shaychus to big people. Big drachim and avodas Hashem. In many ways. Let's say davening barichas. Let's say closing daven. Sometimes yichidus. You could have sometimes a hetter to daven yichidus if you want to daven really like you're supposed to daven. And you close yourself in a room. You close the room. You walk up and down. You start davening. You can daven like it's a very big enjoyment. You don't have to go to enjoy yourself in the outside world. You have a very very great enjoyment in your house, in private house. Just close the doors. And go up and down, pace the floor up and down, and start saying Hoidu. Slow, you could say it a few times. And if you're in the mood, you could say a nigun on Hoidu, say a nigun, and go. No, no one's standing over you, no. You see, you're on vacation, Ben Azman, vacation. Yeah. Say a Baruch Shama, yeah. Start saying a nigun, a little Baruch Shama, four Baruch Shama. Say Kippetul Yichvoid Hashem Loilam. Say it over again. Say this, relaxation. And the version will help many times. You'll have mamash, you'll see a different davening. Yes. You can't do it every day, but that's going to leave an impression on your davening every day. That every day you'll feel part of that roshim that you felt. But you could say it's a high derech. It's a derech, it's a deacon. No, I'm a plain person. I go to davening, that's all. I say, davening. I make the 7:30 minyan that ends. I don't know when is the 7:30 minyan. Also, it ends about 9:30. But 7:30 and 8 o'clock, or 8:15, whatever. Look at the watch, yeah, finish, excited. Yeah. But I'm a plain person. That's a mistake. Yeah, it's true in a certain way. You have to have everything. There's a klal chassidus in the Shem. You have to have seichel. You have to have common sense. Without common sense, you can't start. You know, of course, most of the time you have to do that. You know, you have a schedule. You know, you have to know your madrega. You're not, you know, the biggest bummer. You know. But in a certain way, everybody should know how to use that klal. But it's a klal in many ways that if you're a low person, sometimes you have to go with a high derech. A high derech could lift up even a low person. A high derech is not tailor-made for big people. Other opposite. Sometimes a high derech is made especially for low people because they need a higher derech to lift them up. A higher person could daven like my Rebbe daven, the most tzaddikim daven, like every person daven. But if you look at the faces, so that's a davening. My Rebbe was in the hospital, and he was connected to all machines, and he was laying. It seemed that he didn't even move his lips, and he davened. But when he said "Vahafta," he didn't even move his lips. No, he davened. So the machine started knocking. The machine was connected to his heart, and they came running from all places. The nurses came running. And what happened? He said "Vahafta," Hashem alekech. If you look at his face, you can see that he's davening. He's davening. He's a big person, so he can daven even when he's in the hospital and lays in his bed. He can also daven. A lower person, he's a hider. He goes, he has to lock himself in a room, he has to make many achanas, and has to sing, he has to do many things, because he's a low person. So he's a low person, he has a hider. Sometimes you learn higher sforum, you learn sforum that explain Yom Tov very deep, up your chassidus, up your Kabbalah, up your Kabbalah, you know, you have to watch. If you're too low, you can't learn Kabbalah. Everything needs guidance. You have to have guidance, you have to have common sense, you have to have guidance. But there is such an inyan, there is such a yisoy that since you're low, you could connect yourself to a higher derech that would lift up even a lower person. In our generation, in our times, we're very low people, and the world outside is very, very gushim. I don't have to tell you. I don't even know so much. Some people tell me sometimes that it's good that the Rebbe doesn't know so much because he would give up if he would know. It's mamish. So we're you know, we have a big fight. So if you have many influences that try to lower you down, to degrade you in the neshama, and make you feel like you're like a goy. So go, not it's not. You know, so go on the opposite way. Don't say that you're a plain person. No, I'm a big person. I'm a very great person. I'm the greatest person in the world. So you make a big eisig of a Yom Tov. I can't understand. I don't like to criticize anybody. I can't understand how people could go on a hotel Yom Tov Pesach, have a seder in a hotel. I can't understand. Mamash, what a seder is. The atmosphere of a seder. The kiddusha of a seder. The whole the ruach. So you have waiters and business, chazans, totally. Say this, is the whole family has you have to have mamash to wait a whole year for the Seder. The Seder, is mamash the center of the whole year. You wait for the Seder night, the Kiddusha, the Agod, the Kosher Aliyo, the Karpas, the Manash Tana. It's a mamash, it's experience. If you treat yourself like a prince, so you'll be a prince. If you treat yourself like a peasant, you'll be a peasant. And don't let the foreign influences influence you. Don't let these peasants to influence that you're also a peasant. You're a melech. You're ben melech. Kol Yisrael b'nei melechem chazos. Every year is a ben melech. Kol Yisrael b'nei melech. So when did I start? I don't like to speak more than an hour. I forgot when I started. It's an hour? Better. Huh? 5 minutes. Huh? So more or less we'll end with that it's a Yom Tov is preparation. You learn about the Yom Tov. You daven to Hashem to give you a good Yom Tov. And and you prepare yourself, your pagashmis and beruchnis, and then a yontif is a big experience. That Hutna Zecharim Baruch used to say that when they said Pesach is over, in Yiddish you say after Pesach is over. So said in Yiddish, I don't say, I can't translate in English. So Tzugikiman Ayontif. Or it's we were, how is it in English? Huh? We gained a yontif. We gained a new yontif. We attained, we were coined a new yontif. We have, it's not the yontif went away. We were zeicher to a new ruchnis, a new yontif. We care. No, the yontif goes along. It's a kinyan. You were coined something. So every yontif is a kinyan that goes along with a person. And if people would know the mesikas, of a yontif, the sweetness of a yontif, sweetness of a Pesach night, of a sukkis, of a Rebitzikul was a tzaddik. I knew Rebitzikul was a bimbal moifis. He was nifta toshin lam dvav about how much years, about 4 years ago. Yeah. I knew him. He said the oinig that he has when he says leishiv b'sikah, the first night of sukkis, he waits for that whole year. He waits for saying this leishiv b'sikah. He had many tanugim, he had many enjoyments of ruchnis. Something special. Leishiv b'sikah. Tell many times the bochurim. To bochurim, to rei bochurim, and not only bochurim, you light, very erlich in light. Bochurim, they prepare themselves for sukkis. They buy asroigim, love them. They go to places, where they sell all the asroigim, love. Many spend hours and even days looking at the asroig, looking at it with a magnifying glass and this and that, and it's much clean, the gummer, it's clean how it looks, the asroig. And the lulav also has to be straight, has to be like this. I told them, I don't know, I know the people from the Dairis from before, asroig, me also takes a second to look at asroig. Well, it's nice. Asroig, you have to look with a magnifying glass and asroig. It's a nice asset, it looks nice. It's no shy of the asset. It's other rabbits, very hard. To look, it doesn't have a dab. And that's how Gidoyim used to look at Australia. Okay, so I said, it's very good, very good. Akshidar, it's better. The Dar is more from, it's very good. And a Lulav, no one used to look at Lulav. Every Lulav is good. Lulav is, it's not too heavy, or it's not too, it's comfortable. But a Lulav, well, it's. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, there's certain love not possible, but most 99.9% love makosh. You have to look only at the top, it shouldn't be nifrid, there's a makom to be mahadah, it should be closed. Okay, but this most love makosh. Don't take long, it takes a minute to look at a little bit. Okay. Akshadar, very good. Very good. Mahadah, hidah mitzvah. I want to ask another question. What do you do with the lulav and ask after you bought it, after you have it, and you take it in the hand? What do you do with it? What do you do with it? It's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. But in Torah it says, smachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem. It says, take the asking and lulav and you smachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem. Shiva, so you ever felt that smachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem? The Torah says that. What does it mean? You take a lulav, you smachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem. So you didn't see my rabbi taking the lulav. You saw my rabbi taking the lulav and asking. The whole besmedrish became besimcha. The whole besmedrish, you couldn't explain why, but the whole besmedrish became besimcha. Maybe you could explain. You looked at his face. You see what you saw the simcha. He became red like a mamish with his lahavas. And the way he can't explain it, mamish. The way he took it, the way he made the nanuam, and the small tune, like a tune he sang for himself, like when he made the nanuam. You could see it's mamish. It's something else. Something else. It's a smachta mishnei Hashem alekeichem. That's what it means. So good, you're mahadar with the lulav, but be mahadar on the whole mitzvah. The smachta mishnei Hashem alekeichem. Learn about a little desire. Learn about a little chesidus forum. What it says about the lulav, and try to prepare yourself to as much as you can. You can't. What you can't, you can't. But you. And she knows it's a beginning. It's a beginning. And about the time, a sinus, which will help you, will give you the right moichel that you need for the lulav, and then you'll see, you'll understand what the lulav means. Okay, so that's the meaning of Mayadam Yom Tov. In other words, it's a hidden oitzer, hidden treasure in every neshama. A person has to believe very, very strongly, more than almost everything, that he is a oitzer. He's a oitzer of a chelik of a kaim amal, and Yitzhara's main work is to fool him of his oitzer, to deceive him, to make him, you know, to just take away, you know, he shouldn't know that oitzer. So don't believe him. Don't believe him. Leave the Torah. Torah says, "Ve'yipach ba'afaf nishmaschaim." Torah says, "Bonam atam l'Hashem l'keichem." Kol yisrael b'nei melacha. So don't believe him. But just work on yourself and daven and learn and try to learn. Oh, try to reach higher sagas, to higher. How's a saga in English? I don't know the right word. A sagas in avodas Hashem. And the Moshe will help if you have all Freilich Yontif, Kosher Yontif, all Yom Tov. And Yisma Hashem, a master of them.